questions 7 to 10 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
After the violent earthquake that shook Los Angeles in 1994, earthquake scientists had good news to report. The damage and death toll could have been much worse. More than 60 people died in this earthquake. By comparison, an earthquake of similar intensity that shook America in 1988 claimed 25,000 victims. Injuries and deaths were relatively less in Los Angeles because the quake occurred at 4:31 a.m. on a holiday when traffic was light on the city's highway. In addition, changes made to the construction methods in Los Angeles during the last 20 years have strengthened the city's buildings and highways, making them more resistant to quakes. Despite the good news, engineers today are determined to come up with a new design that would offer even greater security to buildings during earthquakes. In the past, people used steel and rubber materials that bend without breaking to make buildings resistant to earthquakes. The new design would install computers in the building, and the computers would help the building adjust itself during the earthquake. Such buildings would be called smart buildings and could be very expensive to build. However, they would save many lives and would be less likely to be damaged during an earthquake.